Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
And we are here today, just the three of us. We don't have a guest this week.
Just the three of us.
Oh my God.
We can make it if we try.
I need to tell a little bit, a quick story about what we're drinking, and it also goes along with a story. So I need to start
with...
Wait,
the story goes along with the
well,
story?
Well, this is what I did this weekend. Okay.
Okay.
I was in Duluth.
Yes.
Not the weekend, I should say.
Is there something I should be
doing?
We
left on Wednesday. No, hold on.
Oh, okay.
We left on Wednesday, and we came back on Friday, because it was MEA weekend.
Yeah.
And so my wife was not teaching, and we were like, we should go out of town.
So what you mean so is she was watching other children, yourself included.
What?
Nothing. It's okay.
Start over.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So we were in Duluth, and we brought the kids and my mother-in-law so that we could go out on Thursday night without the kids.
Fun.
And my wife's twin sister and her husband came up. And we got a house on the Point in Duluth, like right across from the lift bridge.
Yep.
And so we were like on the beach, and so we would go like walk out to the beach after dark and see like Duluth across the bay, and it was gorgeous and peaceful, and the weather was pretty nice. I will talk about more about what happened in a little bit, but there is a distillery in Duluth. And this distillery is called Vikre.
I have been there.
Vikre. Oh, you have?
Yes. A couple of times, actually.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. I hear they have wonderful gin. It tastes like pine salt, so I assume it's true.
Well, here's the thing. They have not one, but three different kinds of gin.
Yep.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
They have two different kinds of akavit.
Yep.
They have a lot of fun stuff, but specifically the gin, they have a juniper, they have a spruce, and they have a cedar. And the juniper is what you would expect from a gin, and the spruce tastes like Christmas.
Yep.
And the cedar tastes like a sauna.
A sauna.
So
I got a little bottle.
Oh,
of the cedar.
Whoa.
And Jenna, if you would like to take a taste.
I have actually tasted
it. Well, in that case,
before.
you can skip if you want.
It is the least annoying of gins.
Which
that
is
I've
kind
had.
Of what
it
I was
the
trying
the
to do.
Least fishy
like
of the fishiness.
Smell.
Yeah.
Ooh. I think I may enjoy this.
Yes, it is quite delightful. And hold a gun to my head. I could not tell you which of the three. Did you say you wanted some?
I will just take just a touch.
Just a snort.
Don't snort it.
I wanted to bring, and my wife would only let me get one, and so the juniper was, I mean, fairly obvious. It's a very junipery one. But between the spruce and the cedar, I really, really, really had to go back and forth on. So I finally brought some of the cedar back. It smells so good. It's like when you first drop water on the hot stones in a sauna.
Yeah.
Like that. Mixed with gin. Oh.
Still tastes like gin.
Like, I would just drink martinis of this all day.
Yeah, this is...
Yeah, do you have olive
fantastic.
Juice? Because, a little dirty
I can get some.
We can make a filthy martini.
All right, so that was my really, like... I'll talk more about that, but I wanted to introduce this drink. So, James, go ahead and mix whatever other drink we're having.
Oh.
I'll go get some olive juice for Jana.
Oh. And James is done mixing.
Yep. All right. So, the other thing, that I located for us that I would like all of us to try... ginger ale is a personal favorite.
Yes.
Of course, there is Salsa's inimitable and unimpeachable beautiful ginger ale that he has brought.
Hopefully, unlike Trump.
Whoa.
I want him to be peachable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, please. Thank you. The olive juice.
Oh, yeah.
I spotted that
yep.
Krabby's that makes a ginger beer, which is orange spice.
Mm.
Yep.
And I am
mm-hmm.
super curious about this. And like anything that must be done for science, it must be done together.
Indeed.
Yes.
So I have brought some for each of us. And in the meantime...
By the way, one more time, that was Vikre Distillery, V-I-K-R-E. Please support them, because they've got really, really good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and I had, I've actually done their distillery tour.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. And they're like, vodka's just unfinished gin. I'm like, oh, God. I like vodka.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the olive juice.
With the olive juice. Yep. Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa.
No, that is a stinking good gin.
You know, I'm not doing anything for much for the rest of the week. I think I have plans now.
All right. So we are now drinking Krabby's Spiced Orange
Alcoholic
Ginger Beer.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm excited.
Here we go.
I've got olive juice in my mouth still, though.
Oh, well, rinse it out with some ginger beer.
But no, the point was so that I could taste the ginger beer.
Mm. You will.
God damn it. Okay.
Yeah, you will.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Mm. It's like a ginger creamsicle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh, I like that.
It's got less edge than I thought the ginger would have.
Yeah,
It's still very prominently there.
Yeah, it's got a candied orange flavor.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to like a sweet orange.
Hmm. Yeah,
which I appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I appreciate the difference between like the false orange cloying.
Yep.
Thing. Yeah. No.
You're cloying.
That's pretty tasty.
I mean. Kind of, well actually. Done.
Sometimes my smell is.
Ooh.
Thank you, fart cabinet.
Sweet. Yeah. Because I'm already sort of into my story, I'll just continue.
Sure. Yeah,
just keep going.
Yeah.
Woo. So, like I said, Duluth, we went up there, and we spent some time on Canal Park and visited the Maritime Museum like you do,
mm-hmm.
Had the kids watch the ships come in and out of the harbor.
Yeah.
Because that is something that I feel my kids need to experience.
Yes. Sure.
It's a favorite
childhood memory of mine.
It is.
How are they supposed to appreciate sea shanties if they have never seen the sea?
I have seen it
or
dozens
lake,
of times,
I guess.
And it never ceases to just awe me.
Right.
Yeah. Like, just holy shit, that thing is big. And especially when they're going into port and they mm-hmm. enter port and they just basically do a 90 degree turn.
Yeah.
Inside, you're like,
how do the mechanics even work?
Just,
yeah.
The sheer skill that it takes yep. somebody to be able to turn a ship that quickly in mm-hmm. such a small space is staggering.
When was the last time you were at the Science Museum, by the way?
Off the top of my head, it's been a couple years.
Okay.
I think the last time I was there was for the...
I was there for a wedding a couple years ago.
Hmm.
I think it might have been the Pompeii exhibit, honestly.
They have a Mississippi riverboat driving simulator.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Just if you want to try doing a 90-degree turn yourself. Yeah.
Doing the riverboat, by the way... That was a lot of... But anyway.
Yeah.
So, did that. We watched the lift bridge go up and down a few times. They were doing maintenance... Because, like I said, this is like a Thursday.
Sure.
So, they were doing maintenance on the lift bridge.
Oh.
Yeah.
And at first, we were like...
What? Usual church boat traffic was...
Well, at first, we were like, what are they doing? Because they would go up, and then they would go down a little bit, and then they would go, like, up, and then they'd stop, and then they'd go up a little bit, and they'd stop. And then we realized, so the lift bridge has these giant counterweights on each side, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a man standing on top of the counterweights on each side.
Well, how do I get that job?
And as they got further down, you know, closer to the ground so I could actually see what they were doing, they basically had these giant grease guns and were greasing the tracks.
Oh.
That the counterweights go up
Whoa.
And down, you know, basically. And then after they did that, then they turned around and they did the inside, you know?
Sure.
But that's basically
amazing.
What they were doing is they were greasing the
Like preparing
the
it
tracks.
For the cold weather?
Yeah, but, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it was just like, it was really fascinating watching this process go on, you know, because it's a weekday in, you know, end of October, so they don't have as much traffic, so they're able to take an hour and just not have people go over the bridge, you know, while they maintain this. And so we watched that, and it was honestly really fascinating. And the kids, as you know, just like getting Lilibeth excited about that fact that we were watching this happen, and that we went over the bridge and then we went under the bridge, you know, and you know, and it, you know, just some of the things that kids put together, you know, because we walked under the bridge and we watched cars go over us, and I was like, see, look, a car just went over, and she's like, yeah, they didn't even know we were here.
Yes.
And it was like, no, they didn't.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Wow, that's very perceptive of you.
Accurate.
Yeah, and so then we did that, and then, like I said, we had dinner, and we went back, and we had Grandma watch the kids while we went out to this distillery. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we had another night at the beach, and just walking down the beach with my wife in the dark, with the lights of Duluth on the beach. It was just gorgeous. It was absolutely beautiful and romantic. And then the next day we went on a train ride. because the train museum does train trips.
And you can never been on a train trip.
Oh, really?
By the way,
you can take a train trip all the way to Two Harbors. From Duluth, but that's not what we did. What they do is they also do just a short hop,
and it's just
like 4 miles up the coast, where they go it's like a little about a mile past Glen Sheen, you know, just kind of on the northern edge of Duluth, and then they stop and they go back.
And these train cars, are these can you describe the, are these like passenger berths?
They have three different kinds. They've got the regular passenger cars, which have the fairly bare bones, flats with a very thin padding seats
airline seats.
And then they have a second deck above, so you can be on the first floor or you can go up on the deck above.
Yeah,
and then you you're really fucking high, and you're looking out. But then the one we were in were the luxury cars, where the seats recline you know, are very nice. And then there's the bar car. And the bar
that one's mine.
The bar car is they've taken an old box car.
Yeah.
And they've put a bar in it, and they've, instead of closing the doors up, they've just put a rail in front of the doors. So the doors are open. You know, and the rails are small enough that you
that's like where the rails are. How do they keep the bottles from falling? Ignore that.
I'm going to.
You're awful.
The rails are thin enough that a kid can't get through, you know.
Right.
But I mean, it's just like waist height, and then it's open.
Yeah.
And so you're
watching.
So you get a drink, and you're basically a step away from death.
This sounds wonderful.
And it's absolutely fabulous. Yeah. And something else you can do, that they do during the summer is, I don't remember which day it is, but they have the pizza car. And the pizza car is basically a flat car with a roof over it, and they serve pizza as you go down the track.
Sold. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. 100%.
So the train rides out of the depot are pretty cool. Honestly, they really, really are a lot of fun. So we went up that, and this train ride, it went up, like I said, past Glen Sheen, kind of to the northern edge of Duluth, and there it stopped at a pumpkin patch. Which was a grassy area where they had put a whole bunch of pumpkins,
right?
Basically, and they pulled up, and the train stopped for 15 minutes while the kids got off and selected a pumpkin and got back on the train, and then we rode back.
Mm-hmm. That's adorable.
Yeah, and so the kids got pumpkins. They rode a train and got pumpkins out of the deal.
Sounds like a kick-ass vacation.
No, it was a really, really, really cool.
And sounds like that made Sunday a little superfluous.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No. Sunday was still fun.
Okay. We'll get to that later.
We will get to that. But that was my Duluth trip, and I haven't even reached the weekend, so I can talk about that, or somebody else can go.
Well, you can slide into the weekend, and then
right.
I can talk about things that we did together during the weekend.
We will. Do a sweet seg into what happened on Saturday. We went to a wedding.
Yay!
Hey.
Jenna and I did. Our friend Jeff. Who we, if you recall, a few episodes ago, we recorded the Yes. Dr.
Jeff
from the Ridiculous mm-hmm. Puppets. We recorded the little snippet a few episodes ago for him, and he did listen to it, by the way, and loved it.
Yeah, I saw that response.
Yes. He very, very much wants to try the recipe for Jaffa Cakes now. Nice. But they got hitched. We were at the Titanic Lounge in Kieran's Irish Pub. And the ceremony was small, but it was very much them. It was extremely nerdy.
Oh, so nerdy.
They referenced Star Trek, and they referenced other extremely extremely nerdy things, and it was very much them. And then we drank a lot.
Yeah.
And had good food.
Oh, that reception! Yeah. I tell you what.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I've seen pictures.
Actually, I ended up at that reception. I ended up playing in a music jam for a while.
Aw.
Somebody just brought a bunch of instruments.
Drumming.
I was drumming. There was a boron.
I also played the boron for a while. So.
Aw. But I also picked up a violin, which I haven't done in forever.
I keep forgetting that you play the violin.
Right. So does everybody. Oh. And, like, I started playing this thing, and they're like, I didn't know you play violin. I'm like, I mean, not very well anymore. I'm years out of practice, but, you know. So, yeah, I totally didn't lead anything, but I picked up on some notes. I stayed in a key. Yeah. It was exciting.
I only know how to play the Jaws theme on a violin, and it's because somebody showed me.
Well, I mean, it's not that tricky.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I got to do a little jamming, and that was nice.
That was also the first song I learned to play on piano.
You know, it's not that much of... Like, a lot of people learn Mary Had a Little Lamb, and I feel like that's more complicated.
People are suckers, yeah.
Did you learn how to play the song, or did you learn how to play the intro to the song?
Yes.
Because the song gets a little more complicated than just the two notes.
Well, I knew I was doing it right when I started seeing fins.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then, yeah, you're good.
All right. Oh, I'll accept it.
So, yeah, there was a jam, and they had booze, and I got to jam with the wife. Mrs. Dr. Jeff, was that?
Mrs. the Jeff.
Dr. Mrs. the Jeff. I don't know that that's...
The Dr. Mrs. the Jeff?
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, but she was playing flute.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, like, she looked over at me playing violin, and she just gave me this look, like, you're doing what now?
Yeah.
Da fuck?
Because it's hard to ask questions while playing the flute.
Right. That's like, you're a little
busy. But you can definitely give them the quizzical dog
that's
look.
That's talent like, right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, with the flute.
yeah. It was a good time. It was a good wedding, good time. I know James was also at a nerdy wedding.
Yes.
Doing something important there.
Yeah, I guess.
So we could segue into that, and then
important.
We could segue back.
Yeah. I brought the groom socks.
No, that is important. Actually.
Yeah, yeah. Really yeah, no, important. No. I was on my way to the venue after printing out the ceremony that I was to perform as their officiant. But more importantly, I got a text message from the groom as I'm barreling over towards Stillwater. James, where are you? Can you do me a favor? Yeah, dude, it's your wedding. What do you need?
Right.
Like, I'm going to say no, right?
Right, yeah.
Hours before this. What? Do you... Could you get dress socks? Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking... Yeah, there's a Target. I'm stopping. All right, we're good. Just fucking, I got him three pairs just to be sure. And it also only came in a 3-pack. But
well,
yeah,
all right, yeah,
yeah, no. And then we did the ceremony, but before the ceremony, we had 2 fucking hours of prep and photos.
Like you do.
Right. Yep. So I show up and the photographers are like, oh yeah, we're going to go outside. We're going to have some photos. It's going to be really nice. And we're like, all right. cool. So, this is Mr. Bear, and now Mrs. Bear.
Yes.
Their wedding. Mm-hmm. And so, the entirety of the Awful Copter crew was there. Myself, Maddie Bubbs, Nate J., Nate McGuire, I guess. Steve. Also, Stefan was joining us, and Chris Romeo. All of those guys.
Wow.
We were all,
it was,
we're all piled in there.
That was the full crew, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and so since Nate and Maddie were groomsmen, they were doing groomsmen photos with the groom, and I'm behind the photographer just cracking them the fuck up. And of course, Maddie is...
Oh, so this is why it took 2 hours.
Right, right. Maddie is naturally just irresponsible.
Yeah.
So, right. Like, she's like, lean in, and he goes crotch first, just boop, like this, and then, like, dangles his arms back and gives puppet face, right? Just, right, mouth open, wide, and she's, at some point, the photographer is just losing her mind. She's laughing too hard. The photographer that had followed us is laughing too hard to do her job well because the camera's shaking. They get done. They reel us all back in. Maddie took a really excellent video where it's the couple kissing, and then he zooms in on a tree fucking 500 yards behind them. Okay. And it's just my head, like, in the crook of the tree looking at them.
It's a great picture.
It's amazing.
It really is.
So the just comedy. Fucking, I miss those guys. So the
what? We're not good enough for you?
No,
I mean,
no, we're not.
You're all right.
All right,
we're really not.
But you guys,
we're no Awful Copter.
Yeah.
I mean, thank goodness.
Right? Yeah. I mean, there is that. There is a sense of relief. Yeah. The God damn it. So. Done with all of that stuff. They brought us back inside. The bride is doing her photos, everything like that. We're now standing next to the other photographer, and I didn't realize how close we were to the other photographer because I just leaned over to Maddie, and the kind of shit that we'd been pulling all day is I just leaned over and I was like, Maddie, let's go eat a bunch of raw onions and stink up the men's room. Right? It's just the usual shenaniganery, yeah. Right? And he thought nothing of it. Like, he's like, huh, yeah, but the photographer turned and she went, what? We were like, oh, yeah.
Well, when a man and a man love each other.
We did actually have one of those moments.
I believe it.
Because she was like, all right, you two groomsmen get really close. And I was like, and kiss. And they did, and she was surprised for some reason. I was like, look, you don't know us.
No.
No. There's a degree of commitment, and it's not all
just
about
be glad
weddings.
I didn't say, now, Doc, because they would have.
I mean...
Yeah,
they would have.
There are some photos. So, well, yeah, we're actually hoping that they're just going to release the entire photo roll to us so that some of those get put on Facebook and some of them don't get put on Facebook.
I saw a video on Facebook, by the way, today. This video is the videographer is filming the married couple, and it looks like they're, you know, like they're set up for taking a picture, right? And then the videographer zooms into the background, mm-hmm. like into this tree.
Yeah, this
like,
is the one. Yeah,
forking yeah. tree mm-hmm. thing.
Right,
and there's just James's head.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention
stalker style.
It is just because I'm standing directly behind the trunk, and the way that the branches go, it's then just my head hovering
yep.
in the crook of the tree. Just...
like, I wanted to put a soon
yeah, what they,
right underneath
what
that.
They missed...
dun, dun, dun.
I don't know. I don't know what they were up to. They did not get video of me running serpentine up to the couple. behind, like... yeah, no. Just, there's a lot. And then they had a really nice short ceremony. I like doing short ceremonies.
Yeah.
But I like them to be really meaningful for the couple.
Right.
Everybody gets what they want. People get to the food faster. They get to the dance faster.
Yep.
They get home faster. And especially, right. you know, there were kids
they don't want to stand around in those shoes.
Yeah. People had yeah. kids, You don't want kids there for an hour-long ceremony. No. That's mean to everyone. So, yeah.
And I'm usually about 10 to 15 minutes.
The DJ was also super surprised because I looked over and I was like, it's 5 minutes before the thing. I think I'm going to grab the microphone and start having people sit down and everything. He's like, aren't you going to wait like 10, 15 after their hour? I was like, no, this thing starts at 5. He's like, this would be the first wedding I've ever seen that starts on time. I'm like, watch for it. Sure enough, 5 p.m., the bride and groom are standing right there. Ceremony fucking starts. I don't fuck around with that. Yeah. Because I talked to the groom and I was like, do you want to give people a chance? And he's like, no, round them up. Yep.
Let's get this shit done.
Done.
Yeah.
Done. Yeah. Oh, it was good.
Good.
Oh, and I have a picture of the two of them dancing afterward and they're just the cutest.
They look pretty adorable.
They are pretty. Mm-hmm. They're like a salt and pepper shaker. I just treasure them. Yeah.
Is that...
Are salt and pepper...
Are they adorable?
...to be treasured?
I mean...
No, it's...
No, you can treasure them. Like, some people collect them.
What I'm saying is that they belong together, and that is...
It was the adorable that got me. Like, I've never looked at a salt and pepper shaker on a table and been went, aw, they're so cute.
Yeah, apparently...
Like, that's not a thing I've done.
That's where I was going with that, is just salt and pepper shakers are apparently treasured items in some cultures, I guess.
They are.
I don't know. I'm not a...
Salt used to be super expensive.
So what else happened?
And then we drank.
Yay.
Because the bride and groom were like, yeah, we're going to put up a keg of Surly.
We had a keg of Guinness at the wedding.
Then,
we went
I got a couple of other drinks.
the big gingers I wanted at that wedding.
I had as much Guinness as I could consume.
Yeah. No, that was a good spread.
And then on Sunday, we went to a... another pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
Hey.
Also, Jenna and I.
I spent... So, last week... The weekend before last, I spent with James. This weekend, I spent with Salsa. Next weekend, I'm stealing Raider Lane. We're going to go book it.
James and I.
Salsa and I. James,
I mean, go ahead. But also, I'm going to steal Raider Lane. We'll drop the kids off with the mother-in-law. With
I'm fine. I am.
Raider Lane and I are going to have a spa day.
Extracurriculars.
I know, right? our friend has an annual event.
Yeah.
We go to an apple orchard in Stillwater, which is just like 10 minutes away from...
Wisconsin.
So our friends,
Stillwater.
Her parents live on a small farm near Stillwater, and so we go to the apple orchard, and it's a whole bunch of us. And then after the apple orchard, we get our pumpkins, and then we go through and we get.
It's an apple orchard and pumpkin patch, apple, by the way. It's not.
Sure.
Yeah, so we're not just randomly finding
pumpkins. Because he said pumpkin orchard, and I was like, are they falling from the trees?
Right.
That could be very dangerous.
But they have apples and pumpkin there. But,
sure.
So we pick our pumpkins, and then we go and we get apple pie and apple bread and caramel apples and bags of apples and apple cider.
It sounds like a terrible time.
No, it's terrible. And then,
I stock up on things like honey and their pure maple syrup. And they have... apple butter, apple syrup, apple jams, like a raspberry apple and a blueberry. I stock up on all
those.
They
have apple donuts, which my kids love. And I got a bunch of honey so I could make I could start brewing some cider here.
Yeah.
Coming up here.
Yes.
And then once we have gotten
actual apples.
Yes.
I mean.
And then once we have gotten our purchases, we go to their farm and we have soup and cider and.
Tell me about the soup. Say it slow.
What they
actually there are three kinds.
They make a big pot of rice.
Yep.
All right, and then you get your bowl and you dump rice in it, and then you can either put beef stew on top of it, or chicken with
chicken wild rice.
Chicken. It also had like the.
It was a creamy
alfalfa
dairy
sprout.
Base. Yeah.
Like.
Dang.
Creamy, and then they had a vegetarian, which I didn't really see what like sauce it had in there.
A vegetarian? Did you eat the head?
It was It was it was a root stew, so they didn't have any meat. It was
I went for the pot roast,
the broth itself
so
seemed to be like a squash based thing.
Mm-hmm.
I went for the root stew because that was the one I could have.
The beef stew had just a hint of spice to it, like a paprika. Mm-hmm. Like, and just enough to make you know it's there, but not enough to hurt.
So
super tasty. And then we have beef stew, and then we have hot cider, and we eat apple pastries, mm-hmm. and we have the kids, and they carve the pumpkins, and it's a grand time.
Yeah. My favorite moment of that, though, was when the kids were out in the pumpkin patch going for the pumpkins. There was one giant monstrous pumpkin. Like, the girls went out, Lil Beth and her buddy. I'm not going to mention names because I don't mm-hmm. mention names of minors on things. But anyway, her
best friend,
her
in the world.
Cohort, went out and they got their pumpkins. And then Asher went out and he went over to the biggest pumpkin there was.
This pumpkin was fucking huge, by the way.
This pumpkin was like three Ashers.
Like, no joke.
Not making
it up. If you took...
Kids got goals.
If you took my two kids and like balled them up, that's how big this pumpkin
was. Yeah, like seriously.
It was a big fucking pumpkin. And Asher wanted that one.
You wanted that one. Yeah. No. And so like both Radley and Salsa were like, no, we can't have that one. I'm like, I don't know. If they can carry it out, let them have it.
And they tried.
And then they tried.
Oh,
because I am an instigator.
Yeah, my parents had the same deal with my sister at the South Dakota Zoo regarding a deer that kept following us. We're like, all right, if we see it in the parking lot, because we would go places and it would jump over some of the fences to be close to us. And they were like, all right, okay, it seems really good. My sister's like, please. All right, it must have tasted really good. Find it in the parking lot waiting for us. And we'll take it home.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, but these kids, so they tried picking up this pumpkin. And that wasn't happening. But then they're like, well, let's roll it. And I'm like, oh, shit, they got smart.
Yeah.
And I was like, nope. Said you have to pick it up.
Yep.
You have to pick it up and carry it. Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, Dungeon Master.
I'm a bad influence, but I'm not that bad.
The kind of pumpkin that takes up your whole trunk.
I really kind of wanted to see them roll that pumpkin from that back area all the way
up. It's going to be, at some point, it's just going to turn into Asher being Indiana Jones. You know that, right?
Yeah. Oh my God, that was a
That would be pretty great. my favorite part was when we were at the farm and our friend, one of the two that puts this whole thing on, he had the kids, basically he was the best toy.
Oh my God, yes.
Because they were, you know, they were telling Lilibeth, well, my daughter is a very bossy and we'll just, yeah.
She has attitude.
She knows what she wants and she's not afraid to say it. And so she was telling him what to do and he was a monster. And she would like, now you
like
have
he
to...
was playing the part of a monster. He wasn't a dick to the kids or anything.
No,
he was the
best monster ever. Lilibeth would be like,
took me a moment to parse that.
Yeah, Lilibeth would be like, okay, now you need to do, you know, now you need to lock us in the cage. And he'd be like, okay, I'm a monster and I'm going to, and the cage, by the way, was just the fenced in area front of the house. So he would put them in there and roar, now I'm going to take out your tongues and eat them. And they'd be like, no. And then they would escape and run away. And then Lilibeth would be like, pixie dust away. And she would fly away. And then the monster would be like, no, that's not fair. I cannot fly after you. And then they'd be like, we ran out of pixie dust. And so he would walk over there. And then they would fly away again. And he would be like, no, that's not, you were teasing me and that's not very nice. And I think my favorite...
Oh, he had so many good lines.
There's so many great lines. But my favorite was he had put them inside the fenced area around the house and was standing there and my daughter goes, let us out. And he goes, no, I am unreasonable. and just stomping around like a big ogre. It was
so
obvious that he has kids of his own.
So very delightful.
So, yeah, no, good times. Good times.
Yeah.
Many pictures were taken. Our friend TJ was taking pictures while he was stomping around, making faces and being an ogre. And TJ's got his camera out and and then I hear him mutter, "That's gonna make a great GIF later."
Yes. Oh, God. So I had problem. I couldn't eat much of anything at the pumpkin thing because I have recently, because there aren't enough things I can't already eat.
Yeah, she's allergic to basic.
No, I can have all the pumpkin spice I want.
She's allergic to a programming language?
Right.
It's Visual Basic, though.
Oh.
I mean, everybody should be. So
nobody likes Visual Basic.
It didn't even teach me anything. Bullshit. Anyway, no, but
have opinions.
I have recently greatly reduced my gluten intake. And that plus a new skincare regime, and my face is clearer than it has been in years. Like, literally years. I've got a couple more marks that are, like, on their way out. And man, my skin's so soft. But, yeah, like, I...
I was tempted.
Go
I was tempted
for
to
it.
Reach across, you know, and just,
go
like...
Go for it.
All right.
I'm gonna lick your hands.
Only no, sleep.
Your cheeks are legitimately velvety.
Right?
No, yeah.
Aren't they fucking amazing?
Like, all joking aside, no, that was
like, very, yeah, very actually, I'm, you have very nice skin.
Right? I'm super excited about this. I like a week ago. I wish I had taken. I wish I had taken before and after pictures because, like, seriously, a week ago,
then you could have been on an infomercial.
I could have. My cheeks were basically a mountainous, just painful. It was painful how bad it was.
Inside my face.
Yeah. And yeah, now it's like I have a couple of, a couple of zits that, due to the skincare thing, ruptured.
It happens.
Yeah, so those are taking longer to go away than the rest of them. But like the peaks and valleys are gone. And my skin is
looks
like a
smooth
baby's butt. So smooth.
It's very nice.
Yeah. So yeah, so I couldn't eat the beef stew because it had some gluten in it.
Sure.
But that also means that I am experimenting with, well, I'm about to experiment with baking gluten-free breads.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
I know somebody who could tell you a lot about that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I have
called Mr. Internet.
Well, I mean, there's
there's that.
I have done some gluten-free things in the past. When I make my no allergen pies for Pie Day.
Sure.
I've done a lot with Annie's and some of those.
Nice.
But I went grocery shopping with my brother on Saturday and I got, I was talking with him. He's like, you know what you want? You want rice flour.
Oh.
Right? And I was like, okay, I don't know what to do with it. And he's like, I do. You're going to use half of this kind and half of this other kind. And the other kind, ironically, is called a glutinous rice flour, even though there's no gluten in it.
I think it just means it goes to your ass.
Right. Well, I'm fine with that. what? I'm fine with having a big ass. Are you kidding me? But yeah, so like he helped me buy these things and he's like, oh, and if you're looking for pasta things, here's these rice noodles and here's this thing and like all this other stuff. So my brother just started hooking me up with all of this rice based stuff.
Yeah.
And then I also got like some almond flour, cause that's a thing. And I know I'm not allergic to that.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
If I'm ever allergic to almond, that's it. I'm just giving up.
Oh,
cause that's basically my substitute for everything.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, if I ever get nut allergy, fuck it. I'm just done.
I thought you had a peanut allergy.
I have peanuts, but not like other nuts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Peanuts are a legume.
Yeah, they're not technically a nut. If I ever get a tree nut allergy.
So cashews, cashews are fine. Legumes, okay.
No, the cashews are fine. It's
just
peanuts.
You can have cashew butter.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can have cashew butter and I can have... cashews actually make the best non-dairy cheeses. By the way, but that's the thing.
Is that like, the thing that we had on that pizza? What was that thing?
I think that was a cashew-based one. Yeah.
Oh.
so yeah. But yeah, like nuts are basically my substitute for a lot of different like proteins and other.
More questions about this soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I did.
Cool. Cool.
Excellent.
James, anything else?
Sunday, I went to go see Cabin in the Woods.
Mm-hmm.
which is a film that I've seen only a few times. The more you watch it, the more you pick up from it.
I believe it. It's a Whedon film, right?
Yeah, and yeah. What I appreciate about it is that it is... It's a little gorier, a little bloodier, and more gruesome than I really like, but it's a lot less troublesome than a lot of the classic slasher movies that it kind of gently parodies.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a happy film.
No.
By any means.
It's got a very Japanese feel to it, actually.
A little bit. A little bit.
Well, at the ending, anyway.
Yeah. I like a lot of things about it. I'm not super big into blood and guts, but I do enjoy horror movies, and especially sort of psychological ones.
Sure.
So it's very pleasant. I got to see that with somebody. So yeah, it was excellent. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I have yet to see that movie. I have heard I should.
Oh.
But I haven't seen a lot of movies. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I did have one more thing that I did.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah?
I did a keto class today
with
James, and I threw him on the ground. It was fantastic.
Yeah, yes, she did.
Yeah.
The
instructor was like, all right, and then
I have such a Woody right now.
Guide them down to the mat, and she went, wham! Right.
And then James was on the mat, and I giggled.
And then pin his arm behind. Okay.
Pin his... No, not rip it off!
And she's just slowly beating me with it.
No, it's a like, keto...
Child's chorus like behind... just a slow-mo beating. Yeah. Just little drops of blood flying through the air, spattering on
a
white sheet.
Zarathustra.
Anyway.
All right. One of the things that I'm loving about a keto, and this is true, like anytime I fall to the ground or somebody else falls to the ground, I giggle. I giggle.
It's true.
Every time. Because there is about the physics that are involved with this, like the body mechanics and the physics, that is just delightful to me. And it doesn't look like it should work, and it does. And it's absolutely fascinating. Like, you've got this concept about, like, applying all this pressure or putting all this effort. And you're like, no, I'm just going to tap your fingers down here and whoop, there you are. And you're like, what the fuck? That doesn't even make sense.
Plus, can you imagine getting into an actual fight and just having you giggling as you're beating their asses?
I would be. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
That would creep me out more than any other aspect of the beatdown would be the fact that she's giggling
and it's not.
It'd be like, look, lady, I'm sorry.
And it's not my maniacal laughter that you'll sometimes hear me do.
But that's even worse.
No, it is a little kid's giggle.
Right.
I just giggle.
That is like you are taking way too much delight in hurting me. I am sorry. Take my money. Just go. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, lady. Just let me go, please. Let me live.
I'm enjoying that immensely.
A friend of ours had a birthday on Sunday.
Oh yeah.
And she decided that she wanted to do Izzy's casserole for her birthday.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Now, Izzy's, for those that do not know, is an ice cream shop.
Yes.
And the Izzy's casserole...
Oh, my.
...is you get a casserole dish.
Yeah.
And you put one scoop of every kind of ice cream they have in the casserole dish.
Wow.
So you've got, what, like 32 different flavors? So you've got this casserole dish, and the bottom is just layered with these neat... rows and columns of different ice cream scoops. And so there's a lot of ice cream already. Yeah.
Right.
And then it comes with hot fudge, a jar of hot fudge, a jar of caramel, a jar of raspberry. A jar.
Yeah.
Of hot caramel. A jar of hot fudge. a jar of raspberry, like, preserves that are... They're not, like... pectin filled. They're just basically raspberries that have been crushed. And they're amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, 8 different jars of toppings with, like, brownies and sprinkles and roasted almonds and peanut pieces and crushed up Oreos.
Twizzler is not a sprinkle.
And then a thing of
Snickers is not a sprinkle.
The waffle cones, the broken pieces.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just a big tub full of those. And so you just have
God
this
damn.
Table fucking full of ice cream and toppings. And holy shit, there's a lot of fucking ice cream and toppings there. And it was great.
And you just yelled and again and ate it?
Yeah, that was that, she was like, I've wanted something like this. You know, this is my childhood dreams coming true
sure,
right here.
Sure, sure.
Oh, my
this
God.
Is what I want for my birthday is a shit ton of ice cream. And that's what we... And at the end of it, you end up with a pretty nice casserole dish, too. Oh, so, well, so, I mean, yeah. It's,
I mean, win-win.
There you go. Yeah.
So, Izzy's.
All right.
Oh, and then Izzy's thing is they do a little tiny scoop on top of the normal scoop, and that's the Izzy. And so on top they had a little teacup with a little extra scoop of ice cream.
Aww,
it's really cute.
That's super adorable.
Anything else, or should we take a break?
No, let's take a break.
All right. Yeah, let's
do. Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
And we're back. I am Salsa.
Nobody I'm James.
Him anyway. I'm Jenna.
And James has a thing he wants to talk about.
Yeah.
We've been talking a little bit about food, and I threw my pen down on the ground where it belongs. All right.
Good. This is the pen.
James, yeah. This is the digital age. Put down the pen.
All right.
Put down the pen.
Yeah. That's
fuck you, pen. You're a bad pen. There.
So, I wanted to ask about...
I've got new games, Salsa. How much can we distract James?
Oh,
can we keep him
lot.
Off?
This is
really
easy game.
Like that's a.
Let's go ride bikes.
We want to keep this podcast under 4 hours.
Fucking A.
But no, I just love the idea of him never actually getting to this topic because we keep distracting him.
So
and he keeps paying attention
cheap
to us.
Beef stew?
No, see, James actually wants to get out of here at a reasonable time.
I mean,
at some point.
I don't care anymore. What?
Damn it, you guys.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
So fart cupboards.
Fart cupboards are pretty. I'm gonna.
By the way, you guys.
I am absolutely.
Oh my God! I'm so sorry.
I'm not even joking.
Yeah, did you make a mistake?
There is not a fart cupboard on this side of the bar.
I am legitimately turning our laundry chute into a fart cupboard. That is happening.
Yes.
Good.
Oh my
well
God!
Pleased.
This pleases me
like,
greatly.
I know I'm gonna use a goddamn computer fan.
Yeah,
at the bottom of the shaft,
100%,
and it will be.
Now, are you
going to
have the?
Are you going
to
have the cedar lining?
Are you going to have a switch that is separate, or are you going to have it built into the door?
The built into the door. So when you open the door, the fan turns. Like this is happening.
Yeah,
yes,
I wholeheartedly endorse this.
I don't know when is the problem.
Yeah,
it, maybe not today.
Maybe
not
tomorrow, but soon
year,
and for the rest of your party life.
But eventually, this is going to happen.
God.
All right.
No joke.
All right. So you had a thing you wanted to talk
I was reminded,
about?
I like Transformers. Do you like
Oh my God, those are the best. Like
they're not as good as Voltron.
Transformers?
No. Oh, Voltron was fantastic.
Voltron's pretty
Voltron
good.
Is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. MC Quinlan has a
the pink the pink Voltron chick was
Oh my God.
A huge crush.
Yeah, she was one of my first crushes.
Me too.
Yeah.
Big,
seriously,
big crush. Yeah. MC Frontalot. No, that's a good point. MC Frontalot's "I'll Form the Head" is a great song.
It really is.
It's.
God damn it.
We have got to introduce you to Damien when he's in town next time.
Sure.
Oh my God! Yes.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
Name dropper.
Yeah.
yes.
P.S. I loved being able to be on your post. Like, yeah, I opened for him once.
Yeah,
what?
I know, right?
Love you. Yeah. Salsa, were you there for that too?
Yeah.
Did you help?
Yeah, no, I did. I did that show.
High five.
Fuck yeah. That was the show where Matt and Adam Hollywood Dunn had that little the date rapist, the tap out t-shirt or somebody wearing a t-shirt saying the date rapist. That was that show.
Yeah, it was.
That was
Do you
was
want to explain that for our listeners?
No.
So
no, you had a thing that you wanted to talk about. We don't want to interrupt
anybody,
your
anybody
thing.
Who has listened to this podcast for long enough, James
right,
knows
but they
that
can't
story.
Go back.
Yeah, they can.
No.
Okay.
No, they literally.
No, they really
so here the short version is Adam Hollywood Dunn, by the way, is a big nerd, but he is also a big guy, and I don't mean fat. I mean the dude would crush your head like a grape.
But I bet I could make
sparrow's egg between thighs like so.
Exactly. I bet I could make him fall to the ground though.
And then giggle.
But he and Matt were at the bar before the Frontalot show, and he turns to Matt and he says, "Now what? Here's a question. What would make you think more that I was a date rapist? If I was standing on a street corner with a sign that said, I am a date rapist, or someone wearing a Tap Out t-shirt?" And Matt goes, "Well, I would probably say somebody wearing a Tap Out t-shirt." And Adam takes a step back, and the guy on the other side of him is wearing a Tap Out t-shirt. And he looks pissed. But he really can't do anything.
Nope.
Because Adam is fucking huge.
Yep.
Right.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Adam can get away with shit like that. Yeah, that was that Frontalot show.
That was super fun.
The only way to access the green room was to walk across the stage.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yep. But,
huh.
Yeah, no, literally.
Well,
yeah.
That's well planned.
I think they adjusted things later. Huh.
As one adjusts one's junk.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then we played Magic.
I adjust other people's junk.
Hey, all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brandon. Motherfucking
Pat. What were we talking about?
James, you had a thing you wanted to talk about. Okay.
Oh, right, on food.
Yeah. Food, yeah, go ahead.
By the way, I was at Grandma's in Toulouse.
Oh my God,
my grandparents are dead.
No, Grandma's restaurant, I have enjoyed Grandma's many times, and I was rather disappointed this time around.
Oh, really?
What did you get?
Like, my wife got the kebab on saffron rice,
and
the saffron rice was clearly from a box and kind of flavorless.
Oh.
And, like, my son, we got him mac and cheese, and it was very clearly Kraft mac and cheese.
Aw, some bitch.
And it was just not
good. I was just there, like, two years ago, something like that. It was pretty fantastic.
Yeah, I've had a great experience at Grandma's many, many times.
Well, there's another place around the corner. I'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah,
I went to a
great
place close to Nicollet that had an extreme mixture, very polarized Yelp reviews. I'm not usually a person who checks those kinds of things, but they come up now in when you Google stuff. So on Google Maps, it was all 5 stars or 1 stars.
That's it.
And some of the 1 stars made me fucking laugh. I had to try this place just based purely because it was Rosa's Cafe, right? Or Rosa's Kitchen, over next to Hub. And on Nicollet. And some of the 1-star reviews were shit like, the food was good, but the staff was watching Netflix the entire time.
Yes.
I was like, fuck it, I'm going.
Yeah.
They were watching The Lion King when I went in, they had good taste.
A negative?
Yeah. They weren't interrupting me in the middle of conversation. Yeah. Like seriously, every 5 minutes. Fuck
Can I watch over their shoulder? Yeah. Then I'm good.
Yeah.
Look, I never ran out of coffee. They always were there to refill my coffee, and I had really good breakfast. They had a special today that was a pork chop with 2 eggs and hash browns, and it was fucking amazing. Like, it was very well prepared. So I have no complaints. But 5 stars, the staff was watching Netflix. I don't fucking care. Food was good. Staff was there when I needed them. No worries.
Fuck. speaking of restaurants and Duluth,
sure.
Canal Park, by the way, is a brew pub. Which I highly recommend. I have a growler. We went and filled up a growler. I now have a loyalty card to a brew pub now.
What?
I know, right?
Oh.
So it's every 5th growler refill, get one free.
Okay.
And for every, I think, was it 8th or 9th pint, get one free.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm like, we're not in Duluth more than once a year, maybe. So this is going to take me 5 some years to fill out this loyalty card.
Haven't you already been up there like twice this year?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
We used to go to Duluth all the time, but ever since we had kids, we started going to closer places.
Sure, because having them in the car for like 3 hours is really miserable.
So we've been doing a closer place, you know, an hour away or something like that. So it's been a couple years since we've been in Duluth, actually. But yeah, it's going to take me quite a number of years to fill out this loyalty card. But when I do, fucking free growler, baby.
Oh, that was the place. Little cafe, not like a restaurant.
Of horrors?
A little fancier in Canal Park area called
Seymour
Lake Avenue.
Oh, yes.
They have the best fish I have ever eaten, ever, 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 ever. Ever. And I've had a lot of fish along the shore because that's where you get fish. That's where the best fish are.
Where there's water?
Where there's water, and like they just flop out of the lake and onto your plate.
Whoa.
I know.
Whoa.
Come on, get in the boat. Fish, fish. Come on, get in the boat.
Here, so, yeah, fishy, no. fishy, fishy, fishy. Lake fishy, Avenue fishy, Cafe fishy. Has the best fish. Go.
All right. That is a thing to do.
Okay. Bangering. James, you had a thing you wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about restaurants.
Well, we're talking about food. We're
talking about food.
We were discussing food.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I had a really great fish sandwich.
Yeah?
If
you say McDonald's, I'm going to be mad.
No, it wasn't at McDonald's. It was, oh, shit, where was it?
If you don't remember, it couldn't have been that good.
God damn it. No, I'm forgetting.
I believe God damn it is correct.
Shit, I'm blanking on it. No, I can't remember.
Oh, all right, Jim, switch your fucking thing.
Yeah. So I was reminded, super cheap beef stew can be dramatically improved with the addition of a taco seasoning packet.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Just spend like...
Have you been to Tavil Grill yet?
No.
You should go to Tavil Grill.
Oh, all right.
They've got amazing tacos.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you guys, what are your super cheap food hacks?
So,
oh, my God. I have so many.
Ramen?
Yeah.
Right. What do you do with ramen, though?
Actually, you go with your any ramen things that you do.
Well,
first.
I mean, throw an egg in it.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we still need it. Maybe that's what we can do, Sunday we can go on a delicate mandate.
Ooh.
to go get ramen.
Is it, do you have to do it?
We have a mandate.
You have a mandate.
To go on our delicate mandate.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we do need to go to a ramen restaurant.
Yes.
I have been wanting to do one. Okay. No, the obvious one, put an egg in there.
Yeah.
Some vegetables.
Slices of ginger.
Not ginger, but I do throw some mushrooms in there.
Oh.
Now, if you're looking for like the super cheap hacks, though, like there's dressing up ramen, which is great and wonderful. But if you super pull, you need to stretch that shit out.
Oh, yeah.
So you make ramen and rice.
Yep.
You make... For the amount of water that you put in there is equal to... actually, you want a little bit more than the amount of water that you need to make the rice.
Sure.
And then...
You want it a little wet, yeah.
Yeah, you cook the ramen for like 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay.
And then you throw minute rice in there and you cover it up.
Hmm.
And then it's ramen and rice. Hmm. And that is... And it's not healthy, but if you are really trying to stretch a dime...
I don't know if it's unhealthy.
Well, there is no nutritional value there.
There really isn't. You don't have any vegetables. You've got no meats. There's
no proteins.
Purely to fill the belly.
I rediscovered how to make the best packet ramen.
But I figured out that this is... You can feed 2 people off of that for 17 cents.
Oh,
nice.
Wow.
I made that calculation.
Huh?
That was about 15 years ago, so it might be up to 32 cents or something. Yeah. But yeah, no, if you are really looking to stretch that shit out.
And if you really want to splurge,
welfare,
get a bottle
mom.
Of sriracha.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you've got like just whatever it is that you have in your fridge, the soy sauce.
I want that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now I want that with an egg.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
So yeah, I have other food stretching things. Again, welfare mom. I got this shit.
So you get a can of mushroom soup.
Okay. Sure.
Cream of mushroom.
Yeah.
And rice and ground beef.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just make like a casserole,
basically.
Yeah. It's the
mix it up into a mash.
I don't remember what we called that, but yeah, that one was
sounds
very common.
Fantastic.
Super inexpensive.
Yeah.
And my parents used to cut up cheese and just melt it in tomato soup, and it was really rich and hearty.
It's like a grilled cheese sandwich, skipping the bread.
Yeah.
Yeah. No gluten. Oh, dairy. Also, I don't like tomato soup, so. This entire meal.
I'm
going to
say this one's not for you.
Not
then.
For me.
Yeah.
Another thing, another way to stretch your dime, is you get like the the hearty beef stew type stuff, like the chunky stew,
yeah,
or even the shitty Campbell's.
Dinty Moore.
Like, whatever.
Yeah. Like a big can of Dinty Moore.
Yeah, I prefer the chunky, but if you're really trying to scrape pennies.
That's the emergency platform food, by the way. We have two cans of Dinty Moore.
Nice.
Just in case.
The apocalypse happens.
And you make the soup, and you add a little bit of extra water, actually, and then you throw in some mashed potato flakes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And in fact, what you really do, if you're extra fancy, is you separate the broth and the soup after you've cooked the soup.
Uh-huh.
Then you make the mashed potatoes in the broth. Then you put the soup back on top. Then you melt some cheese on that shit, and you've got yourself a poor man's shepherd pie.
Oh, yep. God damn.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That does sound really good.
It really is. It's super comfort food type
stuff. I used to make ramen all the time as a kid.
Yeah.
Poor ramen. And ramen.
Mm-hmm.
And chopstick practice.
That was never a thought in my head as a kid.
It was for me. Being able to use chopsticks as well as I can has actually gotten me a couple of jobs. The secret, as far as I'm concerned, is to cook the noodles in a covered container in way too much water.
Okay.
You cook them up to a boil, you cover it, you turn it off. You don't, and something that I've seen people do a lot is add the flavor packet right away. They add enough water for the type of ramen that they want, you know. But no, get the noodles to the consistency that you want or just shy of that consistency, and then add. And for me, I just keep a little canteen.
Mm-hmm.
With a wide mouth. I put the noodles in there, I pour boiling water in there up to the neck, and then cap it off. Let it sit for 10 minutes. It's cold, but the noodles are done.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I add hot water and add the flavor and whatever else, and then I let it sit for another, 2 minutes so everything can kind of soak in. But, don't put the flavor in right away, because then fucks everything up.
Who puts the flavor in right away?
I
monsters.
Do.
Monsters do it.
I do. Yeah. I'm a monster.
The directions specifically say put the flavor packet in after you're done cooking.
Yeah, I know they do. I don't like the super powerful flavor of it.
See,
it's kind of too salty.
I only drain as much water as I want to actually have it be soup.
I used to drain away all the liquid.
Yeah, no, I know a ton of people do that. I don't understand it.
One thing that I do is I drain away a certain amount of the broth into like a cup. If I'm like sick,
good call.
Because then you can just sip the broth while you're eating the noodles, and that's easier on your throat.
You know what else they sell?
I leave more liquid in there, but
like a bouillon.
Yeah, some kind of
bouillon.
Cube of bouillon,
like a poultry bouillon.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
I'm glad we established that.
Sure.
Yeah, something that we did was a box of Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Sure.
And a pound of hamburger.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Just mix them together and then throw in like half a can of peas.
Oh, yeah. That, we, fun dogs. Fun, I remember when
I cannot stand.
No, they're fucking miserable, but they're.
Hot dogs in mac and cheese. Like my kids love it, but I can't stand it.
I know somebody who can't eat the ends on hot dogs. Right.
What?
I mean, that's
because
bizarre.
Because it's the outside. I don't know. I can't.
Whatever. I don't eat the ends of bread.
No,
unless it's like a nice thick bread.
The same person doesn't eat the ends of bread, doesn't eat the ends of hot dogs, doesn't eat the outside of, like, the banana, doesn't, not the
and
peels,
not the
but, like,
and there's
the
still
ends.
Six. Please tell me.
No, this is a grown-ass man.
Allegedly an adult. Grow up.
If he's got some kind of a phobia or something, fine.
Yeah. Everybody has
it. It doesn't have
things.
To be rational.
No. So this is what you do.
Okay.
You get a loaf of bread.
Okay. Yeah.
You get slices of processed cheese.
Yeah.
And you get a pack of hot dogs.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. You take a piece of bread, lay a piece of bread down, slice of cheese on that, hot dog on that, ketchup, mustard, throw it in the microwave for a minute.
Sure.
Okay.
Whoa.
That's it.
So we used to
nice and cheesy hot dog.
We had two jobs where we worked together. The first one, right? They had a kitchen that was stocked with a bunch of cheap food that was good.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
it was decent.
I've heard tales of this.
Right, and one of the things that they had decent all beef hot dogs. And what I discovered is that cooking them in the microwave is okay, but cooking them in almost anything else. It just makes them fucking amazing. Yeah. If you have a toaster oven, cook your fucking hot dogs in the toaster oven. Your life will be changed.
No, absolutely.
Yes.
But
yes.
This what is for college.
100%.
Yeah, no, I mean...
They may have a hot plate. Fucking yeah. Cook it on the hot plate.
Yeah, no, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But cooking it from the outside in is makes it taste like real meat. And cooking it from the inside out makes it taste like a microwave hot dog.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is. And there's a difference. There's a very marked difference in mm-hmm. the consistency and the flavor.
I mean, if you own a pot, that's yeah. awesome. But sure. if you're a college kid who's stretching their dime, yeah. microwave works.
But yeah, the next thing is...
Well, but toaster.
You can actually... Yeah.
They have toasters in the cafeteria.
Oh,
just
my
go pop
God, yeah. I didn't want to put a raw hot dog
care.
In someone else's toaster.
Yeah, that's...
I have
that's
no
a euphemism
that
for you.
Rude.
I had a date like that once.
Maybe wrap it in tinfoil first or something, but...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it, protection.
Now,
always
now
protection.
I really want to take like a fish fillet, put it in tin foil with a little bit of lemon and butter, and stick that into a toaster slot.
I don't think that's a good idea.
No,
like
not, no, that's
a
terrible
no,
idea.
That's a fucking terrible
that's
idea.
A
but
bad
that's
idea.
Go but you
poorly,
know it's going to happen.
It's going to start a fire.
Is that we're going to do it.
No, we're going to start a fire.
Yeah.
And we're not yes. doing that.
You, but you like fire salsa.
I like... look, there are, if I'm saying that we're
Wait,
not
on
doing
a scale
this,
of one to salsa, how dumb is it?
If I'm saying we're not doing it,
we're
not
doing
fucking
it.
No, no, no.
Doing
no, by far the dumbest one of those that I've ever seen was people trying to make grilled cheese by tipping their toaster sideways.
Oh, God.
And you put the bread and the cheese... It's dumb.
I
that is by far much, much
what
worse.
What they're thinking of.
Yeah.
I read an article about...
Iron-made grilled cheese.
Like,
is, that's the
that,
one.
Yeah.
But I read an article about different things that you could make with your coffee pot.
Oh.
I have seen ramen in coffee pots.
Yeah, ramen in the coffee pot. Yeah. Like, but the entire coffee maker, like they would steam things in the filter catch, like the basket.
Like steamed vegetables?
Yeah.
Huh.
I must do some Googling.
I know, right?
Ooh,
like,
huh.
And then, like,
oh,
you
that's
can...
fascinating.
It takes a while, but
sure.
you can make pasta in a coffee yeah. pot on the hot plate thing there. You just gotta wait
Mr. Bear.
The other one I saw was a waffle iron.
Really?
Yeah, they were basically making
yeah.
everything in a waffle iron.
Yeah, my waffle iron plates flip over to make a flat griddle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's how
no,
that's how I was raised with grilled cheese, is that they would slap two pieces of buttered bread and a slice of cheese into the flat
like
griddle,
it's panini
and then just...
Now.
Right.
No, this was
done.
This was like...
Both
you,
sides,
you basically
no
get... you could either do desserts, like get cinnamon, like the cinnamon roll stuff, and just put
oh,
it
yeah.
in between the... Put it in your
oh,
pocket.
Yeah.
Or they had other...
Whoa, that would be amazing.
Or they had other ones like making sandwiches and things all in a...
Now I want to do orange
maker.
Rolls in my fucking...
Oh.
Coffee maker cooking.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Add chopped broccoli and cauliflower into the basket until it's halfway full. Run the coffee maker. Oh.
Also,
yeah.
I've met a lot of people who...
Right?
Go to cookingwithyourcoffeemaker.com.
Yes.
Who do not believe that a rice maker is a necessary thing for your kitchen.
No,
but
rice
especially as like a pour.
Absolutely necessary.
Yeah. I was given one by someone who was moving into a different place. They had two different rice makers. They only needed one. They gave me the extra, and it has a vegetable tray that goes in the top. So
yeah.
I make rice and vegetables
and
at the
vegetables
same time.
At the same time, yeah.
And it is so cheap, and it is so good.
Yeah.
So good, and
yeah.
just like put a chicken breast or something into a pan.
Yeah.
And then
actually, one of the things that I do,
vegetables and rice.
I pre-cook a bunch of my meats because meats are the things. That, so like if I have a Sunday afternoon, I'll just pre-cook a bunch of stuff.
Oh yeah.
And then I keep it in my freezer. So if I need something cooking fast, and I have done it before where I've taken out like a chicken breast,
mm-hmm.
put it in the steamer with the veggies and yeah.
Holy shit, they're making pancakes with their coffee maker.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, those actually look
pretty
good,
too. Yeah, they're using a burner on the bottom to make
cupcakes.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, they were showing like all sorts of different like baking techniques.
Have you guys ever used muffin tins to make meatloaf or to make little shepherd's pies?
Little pies, yeah.
What my wife does is after Thanksgiving, she gets the biscuits. The Pillsbury biscuits.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you basically flatten them out into a wider disc.
Sure.
And then you put them into a muffin tin, and then you put all your leftovers from Thanksgiving.
Yep.
You put turkey and stuffing and cranberry and
it's a little Thanksgiving pie.
All that stuff in there, and then you bake that, and then you have a Thanksgiving.
I recommend throwing just a little bit of mayo in that, and it's the most miraculous thing. I've got a very similar recipe. But the mayo makes all of the difference.
Interesting.
I made my first quiche very recently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was kind of fucking amazing. The person that I was seeing for that particular meal taught me how to make a flaky handmade crust, just flour and butter and salt. Yep. And so handmade crust, which turned out fucking perfectly. Pre-baked that for a little bit, and then poured the egg mixture with the already cooked and broken up bacon. It was jalapeno bacon.
Mm.
Ooh.
And then sautéed mushrooms and onions and spinach into there with like three different kinds of cheese. And we just stirred that into the eggs and then poured it in there. And then baked it until it had a golden crust on the top, and it was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
She roasted some garlic and put that in there, too. Nice. So it was just incredible.
Going back to cooking on a dime, I feel like we do need to address dessert.
Sure.
Have you ever made the...
Kool-Aid popsicles?
Well, there's that.
Not where I was going, but that's a good one.
It's, again, the cheapest one.
That's a good one. Yogurt popsicles are kind of awesome, too.
Yeah.
The one I was going with was pricier, the...
A little bit.
Microwave in a coffee cup brownies.
Oh, yeah. Bill did this.
I've never had that.
Bill saw this on the internet, six years ago. He saw this on the internet and went, "This is happening right now." And he went out and he got all this and he did it.
Yeah.
And he did two of them and he hands me this mug and I'm like, "Yep, this is a brownie in a cup. I'm very proud of you, honey. You know, we have baking pans." And he's like, "This is the most amazing thing ever. I did this in the microwave."
But going back to the college kid, it's one dish.
Yep.
The coffee cup. You're using the microwave, and it's done in like a minute.
Yeah,
and it doesn't use a lot of ingredients. It's like cocoa powder and flour and water.
Although,
and
if you want to make friends,
a little bit of sugar, you know.
Yeah, if you want to make friends, making a bunch of brownies is probably a good way.
Yeah, but can you imagine making a bunch of brownies in cups, and then everybody has their own cup with a brownie in it, and then a little bit of chocolate syrup and whipped cream on top?
Yep.
Just saying. That would make friends.
One of the first things that I cooked for somebody when I was in college was tiny cheesecakes, and they were dead cheap, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I made them in a muffin tin, and the crust was just a Nilla wafer for each one, and it works out really well. It's perfect, and then just a little shallow cheesecake filling, and you want to use the kind that you bake, and just slid that into the oven for a little bit, and then boop.
I have made tiny tiramisu cups, which is...
that sounds really good.
Yeah, basically you get... although I'm thinking vanilla wafers would actually probably be the best for these things.
That would be great.
So put the vanilla wafer, but in muffin tin.
Yeah,
sure.
So you put the vanilla wafer at the bottom. And then the poor man's tiramisu was vanilla pudding.
Mm-hmm.
And then a... so you've got the coffee and Hershey's chocolate sauce.
Sure.
So and then
what booze did you?
Whatever.
Okay.
You just put that in the oven and then you drink a shot.
Oh, okay.
Whatever the fuck you want.
Bake tiramisu.
No. But, you know, and if you do it wrong and you overcook them, you take another shot.
Kahlua, actually.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Dr. Diggy. Dr. Diggy.
I haven't had one in a few episodes. So I should fix that.
I know, right?
Do that when you're gone.
Yeah.
Do we have any more college recipes?
I mean, that's kind of what I got.
Recipes on the cheap.
If you have
leftovers
one,
from Chinese food, like especially stuff with noodles and meats and things like that, I usually get Singapore chow mein fun, which has curry powder and noodles and seven kinds of meat. and there's usually a lot of it. So what I will do is make an omelet with that as the filling the next day.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way to stretch the leftovers.
Yeah.
I actually used to make leftover fried rice, which was just various leftovery type things that... Yeah.
Yeah. Also,
vaguely going
good,
to a fried
good
rice.
Food budget stretching thing. Eat your fucking leftovers.
Yeah.
Don't just leave them in the fridge. Eat. Just eat your fucking leftovers.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm kind of bad at that. But
Everybody is.
When I was in college, there were no leftovers.
That's
right.
Fair.
Like, I don't think that I was bad at that in college. But
yeah, I've seen you on stage. There isn't even any leftover fire.
When I
eat it all.
Yeah.
No, I have. In my welfare days, I made stir fry out of fucking everything.
Although I did see you coming to work one day with a little bit of sword in a Tupperware once. It was
just a little hilt.
Yep.
I have one more question for you guys.
Yep. Sure.
Define goulash for me.
All right.
Which one?
Whatever.
What
is
overshoe?
The first thing to come? The food. The first goulash come to mind that is...
Which one?
Food. The first one.
All right.
I mean, two come to mind. That's...
Yeah. When you think goulash, what is the epitome of
that? When I think of goulash, two of them come to mind.
What is the one that you jump to first?
Yeah. If you had to make
I literally think of both.
Okay. If you had to make one, pick one.
Which one?
James, you.
All right. I'm... Like, you usually get, like, a tube of beef or something like that, but they have that with Italian sausage, like breakfast sausage.
Yep.
That, if I'm remembering correctly, along with cream of mushroom soup and green beans and...
Goulash?
I know it's more of a casserole, but I don't know.
That sounds kind of like tater tot hot dish.
Yeah, but no tater tots. And then the French's fried onions on the top.
Yeah, okay. That's tater tot hot dish. Yeah, okay. That's not tater tots.
I guess I don't know.
We'll go with the recipe that I know how to make off the top of my head.
Okay.
Sure.
So you get a pound of ground beef.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you make some macaroni noodles.
Yep.
And you cook those up.
Sure.
And then you throw those in together.
Oh, that's what I was forgetting.
And then you add a can of tomato soup.
Yep.
A can of tomato sauce.
Ah.
Ketchup and mustard.
Okay. Yeah.
A little bit of brown sugar.
Ooh.
Okay, cuts the acidity, sure.
Chili powder, cayenne powder, little salt and pepper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Never going to get it? All right.
Never gonna get it.
No, I'm going to get it.
All right.
I eat it all the time.
No, that sounds amazing. I forgot noodles. Yeah.
Ba-da-ba-ba. Okay.
Mine, by the way, was egg noodles.
Yeah.
Then
spiral egg noodles are fucking amazing.
Tomato sauce and meat and corn. For some reason, we always had corn in our goulash.
I mean, it's cheap and it's a starch.
But
yeah.
So anyway,
The brown sugar is an important ingredient for the recipe.
I can see that.
And because it adds, you know, not enough to make it sweet, but enough to counteract the spices and give it a little bit of
depth.
Oh, what's this?
Yeah.
Mm.
Warmth and depth.
Right.
Should we take a break?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, dear listener, if you have an inexpensive, money-saving recipe that you want to let us know about that we have not already discussed here, please send an email to feedback@aonpodcast.com and let us know, because we want to hear about that stuff.
Oh, hot damn we do.
Because I'm a parent of two kids, and I need to know this shit.
Right?
All right, we'll be right back. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
God.
And we're back. I'm Salt.
James.
And Jenna's having an orgasm.
That is not what my orgasms sound like. I was told I sound like an anime character.
The most depressed,
bored, but it's Miyaka from
orgasm ever.
God damn it. Look, it's been a while. Just, you know, get it in there, get it done.
Rhonda.
Hurry up.
Rhonda.
I'm not Rhonda, I'm Phyllis.
Hurry up, my next
Rhonda.
5 minutes.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
If you're really depressed and tired and and your orgasms need a little bit of a pep, maybe you need some caffeine.
Yeah, you do.
And what better way to pep up your orgasm than with True Stone Coffee? I'm pretty sure that's their official slogan.
Turn 3 inches of rope into 6 inches of steel.
True Stone Coffee gives you peppy orgasms.
What, like Pepe Le Pew?
Our coffee is specifically roasted for maximum orgasm enhancement. I don't know where I'm going with this.
We're just going to enjoy having them for a sponsor for this episode.
Look, all you really need to know is to go to truestonecoffee.com. I think
you do need to know that, yeah.
Put in the promo code PEPPYORGASM.
No, apropos. Fuck you. God damn it.
It should be Peppy Orgasm, but it's not. Peppy Orgasm is my new Led Zeppelin cover band.
Oh, God.
Go to truestonecoffee.com and put in the promo code apropos. Get 10% off of your order. Get that coffee delivered right to your door so you don't even need to put pants on.
You can just keep going at it until
brew that coffee. And your orgasms will go from to
The coffee will get there, and then you'll both get there.
Wow.
That is the most glowing recommendation I think we've ever had for coffee.
Disclaimer, these statements not approved or denied by True Stone Coffee.
Or the FDA.
Or really anybody.
Anybody. Look.
I had 3 cups of coffee and I blew a hole in the wall.
Superman?
Shit.
Oh my God.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, we should record late more often, you guys. This is awful. Delightful.
How about a Fast Five?
Fast Five.
Fast Five.
For those of you that do not know, the Fast Five is we get 2 emails from you, the dear listener, and then we open them one by one. The first email has 5 A or B choices. Ooh. We do not know what these choices mean. Mm-hmm. We only know what the answers are. And then we decide which one we like best and try to guess the context. And then after we are all done, we then open the second email and find out what the context is for those. Mm-hmm. So this week we have ours from Mrs. Mudd.
Yay, Mudd!
Congratulations, by the way, Mrs. Mudd.
Yay!
Yay.
And Mr. Mudd, too. Question number one. Question number one.
Yes.
Yes.
Roses or daisies?
Roses.
I know what's a daisy? Which one's...
Well, a daisy has like the little thin petals that just kind of stick out.
Thin
white petals
with
a yellow center?
Yeah, okay, okay.
Sometimes they come in like different variants, but
sure.
The white and yellow is definitely the most
daisies
prominent.
Daisies on this one.
I'm going to go roses because they're way easier for me to draw.
No.
Really, daisies are like the roses. You got to get like layers and stuff, and daisies is like a circle and then petals.
I taught myself to draw a rose in like 10 seconds.
You taught yourself to draw it in 10 seconds, or you taught yourself in 10 seconds?
Yes.
It took 10 seconds for him to learn how
to draw a rose. I taught myself.
Well, daisies are a circle, and then you just go around the outside,
right?
Which is like 5 seconds. So there. Meh. Question number two. Lilies or tulips?
I just like roses.
What's your tulips?
I mean, I know
tulips
a very
are the
attractive
think
lily.
Holland.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Kay.
Yeah. Okay. Lilies.
I'm also gonna go lilies.
I'm gonna go lily.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go. Unanimous. Question number three: cherry or apple?
Cherry or apple?
Cherry.
I'm guessing blossoms because of the context
Maybe.
So far.
Mm.
apple blossoms fall.
Yeah, I grew up splash. Around crabapple trees, yes. And so they would just explode with tiny white flowers mm-hmm. every yeah. spring and then rain them down.
Like cherry blossoms.
It was amazing.
Yeah. I like haikus, so cherry blossoms.
Oh, fair. Uh-oh. Yeah.
I just prefer cherry in general.
Not when they introduced us to the restaurant Sakura, and they're like, "Does anybody know what Sakura means?" And, well, first they were like, "Does anybody speak Japanese?" And we were like, "No." And they go, "Does anybody know what Sakura means?" And I was like, "Cherry blossoms." And they go, "Oh, you do speak Japanese?" And I'm like, "No, I just watch a fucking lot of anime."
Yes.
Besides, we already said no. Why did you ask the second question? Question number four. Which one did you say?
I said apple.
Okay, so two cherries and an apple. Question number four, florist or grocery store?
Where do I normally get my flowers from? The grocery store.
I normally
store.
Get it from the grocery store, yeah. Yeah. Kowalski's was between where I lived and where I worked.
And Kowalski's yeah, sure. has a good flower selection,
Kowalski's does
too.
Have.
I have to say, I stopped at a local florist in Uptown, very near a liquor store, too, so it was just a complete trip. I was able to do everything, one-stop shopping, basically.
I think I've been to that flower
shop. The florist,
shop. Yeah.
They were super kind, and they were able to mix and match mm-hmm. uh-huh. flowers, which was what I desperately wanted.
Oh, the flower girls at Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Are they florists?
They're not grocery stores.
Right? That's fair.
I don't know, they carry eggs.
Oh, some bitch. And baskets.
I do
although
not,
they do get mad if you push them around.
I appreciate what a florist does and
right.
is able to do.
Sure.
But I don't care.
I think I would much
like,
rather...
I'm not a flower person. Sure. Like, I
let
walk...
me talk to you guys about flowers for
well,
a second.
Sure. I walk into a store and I go,
a metaphor for vaginas?
No. That one.
When I
and
talk
that's...
about vaginas, it's yeah. vaginas. So, flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Here's
mm-hmm.
my deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care where the flower comes from.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I don't care if it's a grocery store. I don't mm-hmm. care if it's a gorgeous, like, mm-hmm. whatever. I will appreciate the time and effort and thought that
just
goes into...
Just as long
into...
as it's not whole wheat flour because you're gluten-free now.
God damn it.
Bomb, bomb.
But I will appreciate, like, I can tell the difference between, like, you know, a grocery store bouquet in general
mm-hmm.
and a florist bouquet in general. Again, it depends on
mm-hmm.
what's going on. What I care about is why you're getting me flowers. Are you getting me flowers because you fucked up? Because that's not going to buy yourself a way out.
No.
Are you getting me flowers because it's our anniversary? That's sweet. I'll take that. Are you getting me flowers for no goddamn motherfucking reason? Yes, take me now. Seriously, guys. This is when
okay.
you get flowers.
So I
mean, yeah. just suddenly show up with enough. A flower and I will...
So
anyway,
this episode won't go out until we're recording on Monday, by the way,
right.
Because on Tuesday is my wedding anniversary.
Uh-huh.
8 years. My goodness.
Aww.
And so it's okay for me to say this because nobody will hear this until after the fact. But
mm-hmm.
I listen to the Idle Thumbs podcast
uh-huh.
and one of their sponsors is proflowers.com.
Oh.
And there is a promo code. From Idle Thumbs. It's not. It's an Idle Thumbs
yes.
promo code, but I got to use the promo code and get a big discount. And I got ooh. Flowers that are going to be delivered to Raider Lee's school
aww.
Tomorrow.
That's amazing.
Big bouquet of...
Because that's even better, because then
oh, God.
It's publicly showing...
Yeah, it's
yeah.
a big bouquet
that love
of
that person.
My wife oh, loves...
More than yeah. just like the
my wife loves
thought.
Lilies,
yeah.
and we're getting orange lilies, because one of our
oh,
wedding...
Like the tiger lilies?
Our wedding color was yeah. burnt orange.
Right.
And so they're orange lilies, and they come in this, like, Southwest Native American
sure.
designed mm. vase, and, like, a little box of chocolates.
Oh.
So...
Yeah,
yep.
That's really
she's,
sweet.
She's getting,
that
and she
really
and
sweet.
She has no idea. And as far as she knows, I've basically forgotten about our anniversary entirely.
There are also, if you donate blood, if you use the blood mm-hmm. donation app, one of the things that you can do is trade in the points
yep.
that you get from donating mm-hmm. blood to get discounts on. Flowers and chocolates yeah. and things.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
if uh-huh. somebody got me flowers
because,
from
their donated
from
blood.
From their donated
neat.
Blood.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I'd I'd let them do me twice.
Yeah.
No, like I'm a huge fan of blood donation. It's a big deal to me. Well,
and
so.
I typically prefer the gift giving because not because there's a mandated date.
Right.
But I always do that, and so I figured I would mix things up by actually doing it on the date this time around because she will not suspect it.
Nice.
Excellent.
Question number 5. Mm-hmm. Baby's breaths or statice? S-T-A-T-I-C-E?
I mean, it's the little
staticky
green things, right?
Baby, I've never seen this before.
Doodads?
Well, I think...
It depends on the arrangement.
One of them is like a frond and the other one's a tiny flower.
Yeah, like, well, baby's breath, we all know that one. That's the little...
No, I don't know what baby's breath looks like.
Oh, baby's breath is the little white stuff that you get, the little tiny white flowers. What was the
statice?
Statice is little purple flowers?
Sure.
I thought it was the little, like, the thin green...
No, it looks like these lavender flowers.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I'm not familiar with these at all, so I'm going baby's breath?
It would really depend on the bouquet for me, because they're both flowers that you add to an arrangement, right?
Yeah.
That's my guess. I think the purple ones would be more interesting.
Okay.
Kind of depends on the arrangement, but right now I'm just going to say purple.
No, I'm switching because purple is, yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
I think in general, baby's breath would be a better addition to, because you don't have to like,
I don't really like white in general match. Though. Like pretty much every color is great except for like white just tends to be too harsh to me in general.
Sure. Well, I mean, so, I suppose.
Yeah.
I was thinking of it as just like one little strand of those in order to provide some visual difference.
There are other ways to do that.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. Like little purple flowers.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Well done.
That are apparently called statisticians.
Whatever. All right.
Whatever.
Statisticians.
So now we will open up...
Please add some statisticians.
Yes, statisticians. Question number 1, roses or daisies? Yeah. I said daisies.
I said roses.
Roses. Okay. Yeah. Which would you rather give and or receive? I don't care.
I would rather receive roses. I would rather give which other the other person prefers in general.
I'm going to go with that.
I
would rather hand draw somebody a rose.
Yeah, as far as giving, whatever they prefer. As far as receiving, I don't care about flowers.
Yeah, I like roses.
Care. I once received a tiny shrub full of orange flowers, and I loved it.
Like, my wife has given me flowers just recently, as a matter of fact, and I was super, super touched, not because they were flowers.
But because they were gifts.
Because they were gifts.
I will say... Like,
it's kind of how that works.
I give a rat's ass what flowers they were. I don't know what flowers they are.
Yeah, your kids picked a dandelion.
They're closer to daisies, so I'm going with that.
I'm
going to
diverge for a second.
All
right. Bill once got me a rose, just like one of those random bar roses, right?
Sure.
And I was absolutely delighted this because, again, it was like a flower out of the blue for no reason. So fuck me now.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw how delighted I was with this rose. So his Christmas present to me that year was that for as long as he and I were together every week, he was going to get me a rose. And he did this faithfully until we went down to like one income. And then he would still like just kind of like draw, and he couldn't draw. But, like sketch a flower or whatever.
That is super adorable.
Yeah. It stopped about 6 months before we separated. But
still.
It was so cute and so sweet and so adorable. And, yeah, I got so many roses out of that marriage.
That's pretty cool.
But, yeah, so roses just kind of have a special place in my heart in general.
Fair enough. Yeah. Question number 2 was lilies or tulips. Which do you prefer in a garden?
Lilies.
Yeah. Yeah.
My grandma used to have tiger lilies, the orange spotted ones in her yard.
As bright as they can be, they're a little more subtle.
Yeah.
Weirdly than tulips. Tulips are just like color bars on a television set.
Tulips like
that's why they use them for printer tests.
Yeah.
Tulips are I feel like tulips remind
They're
too
color.
Formal.
Yeah.
They're too formal. Yeah. They're too like rigid and structured, mm-hmm. and they're more like a field as opposed to a garden. Whereas a garden is a little bit more like
yeah, we're just going to have some color and some plants around here. And then there's the lilies are just like, yeah, we're hanging out.
You've never been to Japan.
No, I haven't.
The Narita Airport has a flower garden that spells out welcome in a few languages.
Well, obviously there are, you know, gardens that are... Very, yeah. I'm talking about like India, like a garden that I would have in my front yard.
Sure.
Right.
I feel like if I had tulips in there, I would want to have it meticulously
right.
Oh, yeah,
like manicured for these tulips.
Whereas
lilies I would just be like, just fucking splash of color everywhere.
Yeah, no. And lilies come with their own like little leafy bits that come out
yeah.
in general. It's just like, yeah, no, they got this shit covered.
Cool.
Done.
Question number 3.
Yeah.
Cherry or apple? Which tree has prettier flowers?
They're both pretty, but yeah. I'm going to go cherry. I like the bigger petals in general on the cherry trees.
Okay. Question number 4. Florist or grocery store? When giving flowers, where do you usually buy them? And I usually buy them from a grocery store.
Yeah, grocery store.
I'm going to say, I usually get mine from a florist.
Yeah. Somebody's classy.
Well, it's about the same price.
I suppose the majority of my flower giving actually happens during festival. Ah. So that would be florist.
I received 3 flowers this year. I was super touched.
Yay.
Yeah. They were all 3 just really nice.
Cool.
Yeah. I got one. It was lovely.
I gave some. Question number 5.
I gave a bunch, but
baby's breath or statis, which filler flower do you prefer in an arrangement or bouquet?
I would go baby's breath.
Oh, so for sure. Yeah.
I think you can use it in a greater variety.
Yeah, I just the purple ones seem more visually neat.
I mean, yeah, but like I suppose all of the weddings that I've been to recently have purple as a color in the wedding, so statis.
Honestly, again, I usually just go with the green, like grass type stuff.
Yeah, I like the little fronds.
Yeah, those fronds. Things.
Franz Ferdinand.
Franz. Hello, Franz.
We are Hans and Franz.
Hans and Franz.
We are here to bouquet you up.
Oh God.
All right.
It's also, can we go yet?
Status. I looked it up.
It's status?
Status.
Like what's your status on this thing? Can I get a status report?
STATIS. Stat is stressed. Stat is.
Status. I need a status report with little purple flowers. That would make me so happy.
Flowers. So thank you very much to Mrs. Mudd.
Thank you.
Very much for sending that in. If you would like to send in Fast Fives, send 2 emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com.
Yes, please.
Have the A or B choices in the first email, and the second email, repeat the A or B choices and then put in the context. That way we don't have to bounce back and forth between emails. And then if you have never sent one in, we will jump you up to the top of the queue because that's the way we roll.
And if you give us a hard copy, like write it on paper, then you will go to the front no matter what.
Or in any other clever way of getting it to us that is not the usual.
We're going to find this shit written in beer cans or something. All right.
I will take it. Anything else anybody want to talk about? I've got Bump in the Night coming up
this coming
weekend. Yeah. Unfortunately, due to low pre-sales, we had to cancel last weekend. But it meant I could stick around at the wedding longer. This Friday and Saturday is going to be the 27th. And 28th.
Do it up. It sounds like a killer show.
It is. It really does. There's a lot going on, and a lot of people put a lot of work into this.
Mm-hmm.
And please go to the website and do the pre-sales. Let them know that you are coming because they've been a little concerned because pre-sales have been low. And let them know that you're going to be doing your one-stop Halloween eventing there. Anything else? Yeah, anybody else?
Kind of sounds like they have fucking everything.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I'll talk about my thing next week, but I do want to say this week, Thursday at 7:30 at Honey, are What the Improv. It's improv. It's good. Go see it. It's like $5.
Yep.
Do that thing.
I might be there.
Anything, James?
Nothing at the moment.
All right. Well,
but soon.
And forever for the rest of hold your peace.
Well, in December.
Yeah.
We'll
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening. Tell all your friends about us and get the word out.
Use your fart cupboards.
Awesome. Use your fart cupboards and eat the fucking cake.
This is me testing my microphone. Testy, 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 testy.
Detest?
Testing, testing. Booyah Bays based jokes. Booyah Bays based jokes.